coming up next weekend. We expect that to happen, but we'd like to see them all come out. We're not in favor of waiting weeks and weeks. Now, that may be the process that's in place because of the deal, but we would like to see them all out as soon as possible.
Rubio's comments come nearly a week after President Trump threatened that if all the hostages weren't released by yesterday, all hell is going to break out. Hamas released three more hostages yesterday after threatening to postpone their release due to accusations that Israel is violating the ceasefire deal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will not accept any peace deal negotiated without Ukraine at the table. He told NBC's Meet the Press today that he'll never accept any decisions between the U.S. and Russia on Ukraine's future. He said the war in Ukraine is against us and it's our human losses. Zelensky's comments come as Secretary of State Rubio and other top administration officials are set to meet with Russian officials in Saudi Arabia to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. U.S. Border Patrol agents will no longer be using body cameras while working. The Border Patrol says officers will stop using body cams immediately due to a potential security risk after a social media post claimed agents could be identified through their cameras. The news comes as Border Patrol and ICE massively increased their deportation efforts across the U.S. And the NBA's best players are in San Francisco for tonight's All-Star Game. The game has a new format this year, with four teams taking part in a mini-tournament. Three of the teams were drafted by TNT analysts Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Shaquille O'Neal. The fourth team is the winner of the Rising Stars mini-tournament. I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
Located in the heart of San Bernardino, California, the Teamsters Local 1932 Training Center is designed to train workers for high-demand, good-paying jobs in various industries throughout the Inland Empire. If you want a pathway to a high-paying job and the respect that comes with a union contract, visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures. Can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both. Has no income or contribution limit. Has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs. Has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5-7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
Meet Barkley. When Barkley smells gas, he leaves fast. When Barkley hears hissing coming from a gas appliance, he leaves fast. When Barkley sees dirt or water shooting from the ground, he leaves fast. Barkley then calls 911 and Southwest Gas from a safe location.
Did that dog just grab a phone and dial 911?
Gas lines can be buried anywhere, so remember to call 911 and Southwest Gas.
For over 75 years, the Marine Toys for Tots program has provided toys and emotional support to economically disadvantaged children, primarily during the holidays. But needs are not just seasonal, and now, neither is Toys for Tots. They've expanded their outreach to support families in need all year long, with their new programs, including the Foster Care Initiative, the Native American Program, and the Youth Ambassador Program. To learn how you can help, visit toysfortots.org.
In these times, sometimes you have to take away the stress or dress to impress. Lux Transportation has just the ticket for you and your needs to relax, kick your feet up in style, and make new fun memories. Looking for a hassle-free, comfortable ride? Experience the ultimate in luxury. Transportation in a sleek, luxurious black-on-black SUV. Private discreet rides, airport runs, sightseeing, proms, weddings, and romantic date nights are all ahead in your future with Lux Transportation. Karaoke, disability-friendly, and no problem, we're also senior citizen-friendly, too. Call or text Mr. Hollins to take away the stress at 951-399-5425. That's 951-399-5425. Lux Transportation, when you need the absolute best.
KCAA.
So
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now.
Welcome, everyone, on this Sunday evening. Here we go again with Inner Peace. And we're going to start, as we always do, with the Holy Instance. So I'm going to begin. Brenda, how are you today?
Hi, Lupe. Very good at yourself.
Very grateful. Grateful that the week is finalized. The weekend was a nice weekend. It was relaxing for me. How about yourself?
Very relaxing too.
Wonderful. We're going to go ahead and start with the Holy Instant. And it goes like this. This Holy Instant we give to you, Father. You be in charge, for we will follow you, certain that your direction will give us peace. And if what we need is a word to help us, that is what you will provide. If what we need is a thought, that is what you will give us. And if what we need is stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts that we will receive on your behalf. For you are in charge by our request, and you will hear us and answer us, because you speak for us. You speak for God, our Father, and His Holy Son. And we just take a deep breath, and we recognize the peacefulness that this prayer brings to our heart and our mind. And we give thanks. And today, I wanted to share a little bit about what the beginning of these lessons have brought. Is there anything you'd like to share? There's a lesson 12 of A Course in Miracles. There's something that has been, that really touched my heart in the beginning of this week. And I want to share it with you because it says that we have to see the world with the perception of the Holy Spirit. And in order for us to see the perception of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit's interpretation, we have to be open to receiving and to listening. We have to be open to hearing that inner voice, that quiet voice that speaks to us continually through our brothers and sisters, through circumstances, or directly into our mind, into our heart. The way the Holy Spirit speaks, a lot of times it's through circumstances, but I've experienced that He also speaks to my mind. And how do I know that that's the voice of the Spirit? It's a voice that usually brings me peace, brings me clarity, and brings me certainty. But more than all, it always comes with peace. I want to go ahead and share a lesson 12. It says, I think I see a fearful world, a dangerous world, or a hostile world, a world that's sad or wicked or crazy. And the reason the Course in Miracles brings forth for us to contemplate, what kind of world are you living, would be my question to the audience. What kind of world are you experiencing? Is it a peaceful one? Is it a happy one? Is it a conflict one? Ask yourself and just meditate on what kind of world you're experiencing. Because lesson 12 tells us, I am upset because I see a meaningless world. And really, everybody's experience is so personal that everybody has their own movie screen. Everybody has their own, I'm going to say, their own script of what their movie's going to look like, or what I'm going to say, what actors are acting out for them, what kind of scripts they have. If they're acting out a movie of comedy, a movie of terror, a movie of conflict. So everybody has a specific experience in their movie set. So my question is, what kind of movie set are you experiencing right now, Brenda?
What kind of movie set?
Yes.
I think right now it's like a quiet movie.
Is it quiet?
Yes. Wonderful. It's like I used to talk too much and listen not too much. And right now I'm experimenting like this kind of situation that I don't want to talk too much with somebody else. I'm just going to be like listening myself, listening my thought, listening my ideas, because I don't take too much time to relax, to see what's happening in my movie, to question myself if the movie that I really want is happening, or sometimes I don't take time to relax, to stop and organize myself. And now I'm, prioritizing what I really want, like to have a balance in my movie, to have a balance, because I was watching my old movie of my life, and I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of things, like a mother, as a student, many characters. I have many characters in my movie, in my life, and I really want to give my 100% of all of them, but I need to be concentrate and prioritize.
Yeah.
What I really want in all of them.
For the listeners out there, if you don't know, Brenda has 3 children and she has toddlers, so she has babies. So we all know that as moms, having toddlers could be a challenge, but also very fun, because she's implementing on these little ones already now the importance of questioning themselves. The importance of asking what they need and why they need it. And she's being a wonderful mom and a role model to me, because I'm learning so much on the way she's teaching the golden rule to her little ones.
Yes. And sometimes I see myself like a selfish mom, because I want my time, like, by myself. And I don't want to be bothered. I just want to concentrate in what I really want. And I talk with them, or they just let me be. In my house, it's a situation happened. I went to a meeting last time, a meeting with other parents. Mm-hmm. And in my house, is for right now, it's normal. It's normal, like, I don't snap my kids anymore.
You don't snap?
No. I don't snap them, and it's not usual, it's not normal, it's not like a consequence for any reason for me.
Okay.
It's disappeared from my mind.
From your experience.
From my experience disappears. So sometimes now scream, everybody scream at home. But not like scream at someone else. No, screaming because I'm feeling like this, and I scream. The little one scream, my 5-year-old scream, my 15-year-old, me, I scream, my husband scream. So it's like a normal. Everybody scream, like, okay, I'm tired. Okay, and we understand it's because there is a need that someone have, like sleepy,
tired,
hungry, or something else. But we don't take it personal. And
I think that's the beauty. That's the key word. That's the key word. That's the key word. Not taking it to heart. Not taking it personal.
No, and other belief that also is not in our movie. For example, is like my little girl, 5 years old daughter. She has a friend, a neighbor friend, and the mom is always telling him, the little boys don't cry. The little boys don't cry. And my daughter is asking me, Mommy, the little boys don't cry? And I say, oh my gosh, Destiny.
It's
yes.
a belief. Why don't yes, we it's talk a, about it's belief. That? Do you want to discuss that?
Yeah, but I said, Destiny, everybody cry. Everybody. The little ones when born, mothers, fathers. I said, everybody cry. And I said, and the cry is not a weakness. The cry is because we cry for everything. When we're laughing, we have tears. We cry when we're laughing too much. Sometimes emotion expressed like that. It's okay. The tears are okay. So she now understands. And I said, Mommy, I didn't see my dad crying. No, because there's any reason for him to cry.
Right.
And she's like, oh, okay, Mommy, now I understand. And then last time she saw the boy that was crying like, uh-huh. And she said, Mom, little boys, yes,
do cry.
My neighbor's crying. Yes, I said, everybody cries. Just a belief.
I like that we brought up that belief because in the Course of Miracles, we're able to use the atonement prayer to remove those beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So in this example that your daughter listened and heard and she questioned herself,
mm-hmm.
Mommy, boys don't cry. Is that true? She was asking. And it's a belief that we've hold as a truth because it makes it seem like men aren't tough if they cry. Like it makes them look bad if they cry. And those are all lies because they're human just like women are human and we have those emotions yes. and it's okay. So all you men out there, it's okay to cry. It's not true. It's not true. You can cry and it doesn't remove any more of your manlyhood. It doesn't remove anything from you because it's not true. It's just a belief from a long time ago that we've been holding on to and using it, I think, as a weapon to put structure or barriers on young men.
Yes. What I understand the forgiveness work with it, with this belief, is like this. Because in other stuff, like in other therapies or things like that, oh, I don't cry because my mom and my dad and making a big deal.
Uh-huh.
But if this is for go to this place and just leave what I feel in that time, it's okay. It's okay. Let it go. It's okay. But what I understand with the forgiveness of the Course of Miracles, and when the Holy Spirit gives the perception of the, in one way that we can understand, our fathers or moms that think that no crying, it make you feel like strong, is because they really want strong kids. You know, this is the belief I'm going to teach them to be strong.
Correct.
And this is love, you know.
It is love in disguise because we don't even see it.
Yes.
But that would be the interpretation of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, yes.
That would be the correct interpretation.
Yeah. With the ego, it will be, oh, my parents destroy my life.
Yes.
With these beliefs.
So the interpretation of you shouldn't cry or show your emotions is because the parents want you to be stronger
mm-hmm.
and show that nothing can break you.
Yes. But now that we are responsible for ourselves,
uh-huh.
now that we know that we are not going to, we are like older women's and men's. Yes. And now we understand that we can let it go any beliefs that we don't want to keep anymore, like this one, but not in the place of judging our fathers or mothers. Not in that place. In the place of understanding that the human has a lot of emotions, and it's okay to express the emotions. When you don't understand, you express what you don't understand with an emotion. For example, if you don't understand or you don't really know that the death, it doesn't exist, it feels bad because you believe in the death. It's bad. And you express that emotion like, is the end of the world with crying or, no, I don't know, any emotion. But when there's understanding that God said, even in the Bible, the death doesn't exist, and we believe that we can see these people in material, like with the body, but the spirit's still with us.
Correct.
With the memories are still with us. When we remind them smiling, or when we remind them any kind of thoughts that give us peace and happiness, when we remind them, they're still alive. And this is understanding. And the emotion, it doesn't appear because you understand.
Correct.
Do you understand this like me?
I do. I also recognize that the only one who can give us that right interpretation is the Holy Spirit. Because he's going to show us where we see lack, where we see correction from our parents. He's going to show us the love, just like the interpretation that you gave us. He's going to show us the way to see it without judging, without putting guilt, and making sure that our mind and our ideas are in the right order. Always honoring our parents and always, always falling behind them, recognizing that what they're teaching, that the meaning behind their correction is really one of love.
That's true.
We've got another one I'd like to say. Since we touched on the belief of little boys don't cry, there's so many beliefs that we allow our mind to hold that aren't true. There's so many out there. And that's why the importance of A Course in Miracles and bringing these ideas to the forefront of our mind, so that we could release them and let them go in the hands of the Holy Spirit. And that is a true atonement prayer. Understanding that the ideas and thoughts that we have or we've carried for so many years from generation to generation, they serve for a purpose, but it doesn't mean that they are true. And that is what we're looking at when we go into the atonement prayer, recognizing that these beliefs are not always true, and that we are willing to get a new interpretation on behalf of the Holy Spirit, so that one that brings us peace and one that brings truth to us and to any situation that we're experiencing. And I'm going to say that the world that I'm experiencing right now is totally one of peace. I feel like things are just aligning. I feel like things are falling into place with very, very little effort. Like last year, I felt like I was putting things together. Like I was, you know, putting block upon block upon block, creating. And this year, I'm relaxing and I'm feeling how the flow of the Spirit is just like a continual. It's just things are just happening and things are falling into place in such a gradual and peaceful way. Because I don't even feel like I'm not super excited. I don't feel this great joy, but I just feel like everything's settling. Everything is falling into place, like I said earlier. And that's the kind of world that I'm experiencing.
it's nice.
Do you have anything else you'd like to share?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I was like, okay, this week I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't feeling good in my body. And not because I didn't want it to take anything for feeling better, but I also feeling deep that it was not necessary, that it was not sickness. Like, it was not me, like, oh, because before, uh-huh, I didn't take any medication because no, medications are bad. They're going to make me blah, blah, blah.
You're not going to rely on medications.
No, and now I didn't feel like that. But, oh, I couldn't see that my body was, like, feeling very weak in my body. Uh-huh. And at the time that I was feeling, like, relaxed, just lay down, relax, I also be conscious about that I wanted to be doing, and a little bit of time of take it easy and relax. And first think, ask to the Holy Spirit, and then do. And I just wanted to wake up and do a little bit, think just my lesson, and then do my stuff. Do what I need to do, what I think.
You still had energy to do?
I need to do what I think.
Right.
And these 2 days, I was like writing or thinking that I have too much stuff that I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this and that. And it is a big,
you had a
big
whole list.
It's a big, and when I was thinking about that list, my body feels like, oh.
You're already tired.
Tired.
And you haven't even started.
No, it's a big list, big. And I said, oh, that's what happened. That's what happened when I said, for example, when you promise to yourself things in unconsciously, you said, oh, I'm going to do this, and you don't do it. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do that later, and you don't do it. Oh, and then I'm going to do this and this. And I was watching my house, very conscious that I have, for making, oh, I'm going to fix this earring. And their earring right there. Oh, I'm going to, how do you say, coser?
Sew.
Sew something. And the stuff was right there. And I was watching everything, all those little stuff.
Piling up?
Yes. And I feel, oh my gosh, no, I'm not going to do this with this jewelry. I want to put it
back. Throw it away.
Yes, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to put it away too. Uh-huh. And there's a lot of stuff that was like this. And I said, this is the invisible, the tiredness that I have.
Because we're not being true to ourselves.
Yes.
Because we tell each other we're going to do something and we don't do it. I've been telling myself I'm going to clean up a section in my house. And I said, I'm going to do it on Saturday morning. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it Sunday morning. Nothing. And it's like in your back of your mind, but you're not being true to your own thoughts and your own word. And I think that's the heaviness that we feel.
That's why the Course of Miracles said that do not make any plan, because it's tired. You just say it, but you didn't do it, and it's tired because it's right there. For example, I'm going to learn English. You don't do it. Oh, I'm going to do this, and you don't do it. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go to the gym. Oh,
yeah, I've been wanting to lose weight. I've been wanting to do exercise.
Exactly. But if you don't do it, don't say it.
Yeah.
It's tired. Wow.
And when you speak it too, when you speak it, you're speaking, even if you're telling yourself, you're doing a commitment. Mm-hmm. You're saying you're going to do something and you fall back on it. That means you're really not being honest to yourself. So now let's think about this for a little bit. Let's think about this. So if we can't be honest to ourselves, how do we expect to be honest to our friends, to our partner, to our kids? Because I many times will tell my young son, hey, we're going to get you McDonald's or we're going to get you this. And then all of a sudden I'm running late and it's like, oh, I don't have time to stop. I don't have time to buy it. And then I feel bad and then I feel guilty, mm-hmm. and then I have to make it up, and then I feel like I have to, you know, bend forth and backwards because I didn't fulfill my word. Mm-hmm. And I think this Course in Miracles has taught me to be honest and to be careful when I speak, to be careful when you're going to say something, because you're going to have to fulfill it, because the Spirit is there telling you, hey, you didn't do this, but you said you were. And that yes. makes us liars. And not only we think, oh, it's no big deal, but they pile up. And like Brenda said, this heaviness, you start feeling it. You start feeling it. And it's because it's not part of what the Spirit wants us to experience. It's about honesty. It's about saying either I'm going to do this or not. And be very cut dry and honest and clear and transparent. And this is the walk. This is a practice. So if you guys want to practice this, join Brenda and me with the Course in Miracles. You will learn to be impeccable. And Brenda and I may not be there yet, but we are, yes, practicing it day on day, day in and day out. Right, Brenda?
Yes. This is a practice every day. This is practicing in every thought, every single thought. It depends on how you want to live. And I was thinking, and when I see these things, How many liars?
You told yourself.
Yes, I told myself and told other people. Because if I lie to myself, it's easy to lie to others.
Oh, yeah.
It's very easy. And I had one situation happened this week to me when I make a decision without the Holy Spirit. And how can I know that the decision it was with the Holy Spirit? Because it was bothering me
with
too
ego,
much.
With the ego, it was the Holy
Yes. And when this person asked me something, right away I answered, Yes, I want to do it. And then when these things were bothering me so much, I was asking me, where it was my, it was the ego, it was the selfishness in this situation. Oh, there's a lot of stuff. Like, I really want to be good.
You opened a whole bag of selfish thoughts.
But and then, because I'm learning to be honored with me, to be true with me, and I said, Holy Spirit, now I know that I make this decision incorrect.
Yes.
But show me the light in this situation, and I don't really want to do this. I don't really want to have this, but I want this person be in peace.
Yeah.
And I want to be in peace, and I want to, cumplir mi palabra?
I want to fulfill my word. I want to be true to my word.
Be true with my word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what Brenda just explained, or the anecdote that she shared, I'm going to read to you off of the Course in Miracles. It says, I must have decided wrongly because I am not at peace. Mm-hmm. I made the decision myself, but I can also decide otherwise. I want to decide otherwise because I want to be at peace. I do not feel guilty because the Holy Spirit will undo all the consequences of my wrong decision, if I will let him. The beauty of this is the Holy Spirit not only asks us for, do you allow me? Can I? He never intervenes unless we allow him to enter. He never does anything. He's like on standby. He's like that standby spirit that the minute you invoke him, he's there to bring you peace, to clean up your mess, any mistakes you made with the ego. He's there. He's our inner master, our inner teacher, and he's there to undo all the consequences of my wrong decision if I will let him. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to do it for us because he can, we cannot. We don't have the power to do it on our own, and we cannot do it. The second reason is Because we can't see in the invisible. And he can. He can see exactly what repercussion our choices are going to make. And we don't. We cannot see. But he can. And he can see for us. It says, I choose to let him. I choose to let the Holy Spirit by allowing him to decide for God for me. So the Holy Spirit and God are going to decide on my behalf because they know what's better for me. They know what, how to clean up my mess and making sure that my brothers or my children or whoever I'm in that situation is going to also stay in peace. So it's a win-win situation. That's why we love the Holy Spirit. We love his guidance. And we love this teaching of A Course in Miracles. What Brenda mentioned earlier about asking the Spirit to, you know, she knew she wasn't in peace. And she wanted everyone to be in peace. She has learned to trust that the Holy Spirit's going to handle it for her. And that's the reason we don't feel guilty anymore. And we don't have to pay back anything. Because that too is a lie. That we have to pay back any wrongdoings that we do. And there it's a lie because as children of God, we cannot truly make mistakes. What that's do you true. Say? Look, I can see her eyes rolling. Let's have her speak.
No, thank you while you're sharing. I just thinking that the question that you asked before, when you ask how is your movie, For example, the people who conoce?
The people who know me.
Okay, the people who know me think about myself as a very noisy girl, like laughing, like doing all those happy, doing all those crazy stuff. And when they see me like quiet, if they feel like what's happening, something wrong. And when I know myself, when I learning a lesson, I feel very quiet, like just listening. And I feel very quiet. And it's like, I am myself in every moment, because as a student of the Course of Miracles, I'm not like, how do you say, like a pastor, como un pastor,
preacher,
or
pastor,
pastor or teacher or nothing. I'm not nothing about all those things. I'm a normal woman with kids, husband, and all those stuff, talking about what is helping me, how is helping me the forgiveness of the Course of Miracles in my life. And as everybody, I have my moments, like every single moment to apply these teachings. Because the Course of Miracles is not like a book of reading and know about everything and come to the radio and talk about this and look at me, how beautiful I am talking about this curse. For me, is how is the Course of Miracles helping me to handle all those situations that happened to me? Like right now, when I feel like, because those days, I feel like, Father, I sometimes feel like this is don't have an end. And what do I need to do? How can I apply this? Like, it's like I achieved something when I feel that I achieved something. Something else goes wrong or mistake or everything. And I keep this silent. I keep this silent with me. Asking, what's happening? What's wrong? Where is the ideas? Do I doing wrong with in the radio? Do I talking good? Do I am lying? I ask myself. I start asking myself. Do I'm lying to myself? Do I just want to pretend my life is? Oh, look at me! My life is it's the most beautiful life in the world? Do I need to prove this to someone else? And the answer is always is the same in the forgiveness prayer. It's a practice. It's everyday practice, the forgiveness.
And it truly is for no one. It's really just for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's for no one else. And why? Exactly. Because we are all one. I'm going to go back to Brenda says, no preaching, no pastor. But I am so in tune with preaching for some reason. Done it in the past, and I love it, that we are one. If we are the Christ and we are one as a body, I'm teaching myself. Even if Brenda's here, she's one with me and I'm one with her and we're one with God. So really, there's no one out there. All the listeners on the station right now are me listening to me because we are all one. And we truly believe this. I truly believe this. And as Brenda mentioned it, we are students learning and practicing the truth that we are learning. And the reason we share it is because that is the rule. The reason we share it is because the more we share it, the more we learn it. And the more we expand it, every time that I have the opportunity to expand this information, my life gets full of joy. Even in this moment, in this hour that I go live on the radio, my heart just rejoices and is happy. And I could say that genuinely, I think that that's why I come. And that's why I keep sharing. Because no matter how I was before arriving or how I mm-hmm. felt previously, I just came from my mom's house too. We had a little birthday party. It was my daughter's birthday. And I was singing to her, okay, I gotta go. And everybody's saying goodbye to me because I needed to make it here. But you know what? This really brings happiness to my heart. And I think that is the true joy of being in states of joy. Because not a party, not drinking, or nothing outside of the world can provide this feeling that I feel when I come and share in the radio. What do you think about that?
Yes, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
You agree?
Yes, of course. Yeah, the most that you share, the most that you talking about yourself. Always the message is for ourselves. Always the invitation is ourselves. Always. It's when you talk, it's like the message that I wanted to hear. So thank you, because for me also it's a joy to be right here. Talking to you, talking about this that help us in those moments that when our movie is like a confusing movie.
When our movie gets a little bit
yes.
When it has it, you know, I too go through moments like this, and I think it's normal, it's part of this experience, it's part of life. But I think in all true honesty that what this book has brought to my life, mm-hmm. I live more in peace and more in joy than I did a couple of years ago. I'm going to say I live more in these states that are so quote unquote supernatural, but they're actually the natural state of living, which is more in peace and more in love. I moved to a section that I want to read to you, and it says, remember that where your heart is, there is your treasure also. So no matter what is happening emotionally, in your family setting, in your movie set, if your heart is set to the truth, to the will of God, and you uniting your will to His, your treasures will be found. And what are our treasures, Brenda? There's only three. Love, peace, and joy. And they always come. Sometimes we're like a little blindsided. Sometimes they're there and we can't feel them. We can't see them. But they're there. And the minute we settle down, the minute we start asking, the minute we start quieting down our mind, the minute we start questioning, we can see it. Because the Holy Spirit brings it to us and shows it to us. And then we're like, oh, that's where my peace was. Or that's why I lost my peace. Or thought I lost it. Or that's why I couldn't see it. But now I see it. So it's back. And where it's like a U-turn. Making U-turns. Every time we feel like we're in a bind. And we recognize that we allowed an idea to creep in that wasn't God's. And that's why Jesus says, be vigilant. And then he also says it in scripture, which I love, because it's like, be vigilant. Because what is it in scripture? It says, because someone can come in and steal. But in this case, it's be vigilant, because if we're not vigilant to our mind, the ideas that come, they settle in and they root. They come down and we get confused so easily. So our job is to stay vigilant of our ideas, of our thoughts. What are we thinking constantly? What is our intentions too? What is the intention behind whatever it is you're gonna do or say?
Correct.
Or plan? Because the Holy Spirit says, do not plan anything. Because a lot of times I've seen bumper stickers say, don't plan anything because God's going to laugh. And he's going to laugh because we cannot see. So why would we plan ahead when we can't see, we can't hear? We need to ourselves to be guided by the Spirit. And in order to plan, we have to go first to the Spirit and say, where do I go? What do I do? And how do I do this? And is this, you know, my mind and the Holy Spirit's has to be in one frequency. Mm-hmm. In the same frequency, I'm going to say, of the truth. So that anything, because then everything will fall into place and it'll role play where everybody's in peace all the time. And I've experienced it for periods of my life, and I know Brenda has too. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now let me move the camera to you now. There we go.
You said something important. Where's my intention? What, for example, if I do a question for me. What's my true right now? What's my true right now? ¿Qué es mi verdad ahora mismo? And those days that I wasn't feeling like good, I was feeling tired, I really want to rest. That was my true right now. That was my true. And what I did is like, I really want to rest. I really want time with me. I never stop. I was thinking, I almost never stop. It's too
and
much. It's too much stuff. There's too much stuff. Yeah, and I was like kicking myself too much. But you don't work. You don't. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. You promised this. And so much in the invisible. Too many stuff that I feel so stressed, and I feel I didn't do all those things that I said. And what is my and when you said. What is my true right now? I want to stop. This is my true. I want to stop. I want to relax. I want to stop for a moment. I want to apply this this idea that the forgiveness idea that the Course of Miracles said that I can choose another decision, right?
Uh-huh.
Now I can choose another decision right now. I can choose another decision again. And when all those ideas was happening in my head, that I feel so stressful. I said, I can take a decision. Now I know that when I say something and I don't do it, in the invisible, it's heavy.
Yes.
It's heavy. And my body's like, okay, you're not doing this and this and this.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then my body turned heavy. And now with this idea of the forgiveness, it's like, okay, what is my truth right now? I need to stop. I need to go in my inner peace. It does no matter how's my house. I want to go in my inner peace. And I want to say something very honest. When this happened to me, I want to stop everything. Like, stop everything. I didn't want to come to the radio. And I said, I didn't want to go. I can say it. It's a decision. Guadalupe, I can. You can do it. Congrats. You have a lot of things to say in the radio. There is any problem to you. But it was the easy way out. Yes. Easy decision that the ego is like, yes, go to the bed. You're very tired. You've been lying to yourself. All those. And many, many, many ideas. But I said, what do I really want it? What is really going to help me right now? And I said, the Holy Spirit. And
He's the only way out.
It's the only way. And I'm going to go for my advice to the Holy Spirit with Guadalupe. And now you're saying a lot of things that fulfill my heart. And I really appreciate it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's the Spirit speaking. I like what you said earlier, because in order to be able to see the ideas and release them, that's what truly brings us freedom. Because if not, that heaviness binds us, and releasing it to the Holy Spirit and asking is what brings us to freedom. And that's the purpose of A Course in Miracles, is let's be free so we can then move on to peace, love, and joy. And that is the first step, recognizing that we're feeling heaviness, mm-hmm. recognizing that we've made a mistake, recognizing that I can't get out of it on my own, and calling on the Holy Spirit, because He's on standby, waiting for us, and then calling on Him and saying, okay, set me free.
That's true.
Set me free, because I know there's something better than this. And as soon as you're set free, then you feel that peace from mm-hmm. heaven.
Mm-hmm. And this question, what I said, it helped me a lot to me. Yeah. The question that, what is my truth right now? Not what the people want from me. No, what is my truth? What is my truth? What do I really want? What do I really want right now?
And that brings us back to honesty.
Yes. And it's, I don't know how to say it in English, but the idea that comes to my mind, it was this. Apóyate en tus hermanos.
Find support from your brothers.
Find support in your brothers.
In your brothers, correct.
Yes, and that's what it is. Sometimes it's hard for me to ask for help or support.
Yeah.
Support.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, that is true, because I've been friends with Brenda, and yeah, she's kind of stubborn. But so am I. So am I. So I'm going to read something, that because we're nearing the end here, and I want us to, all you listeners out there, if any of you ever want to call into the radio, you can. If you don't agree with anything Brenda and I share, you can call in to 909-383-1000, and we will listen and try to answer any of your questions. But I do want us to meditate on what I'm going to read next, because I'd like you to really think about this during the week. And then maybe if you have something to share, and next Sunday you can bring it to us, because we'd be happy to expand on this. And it reads like this. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience. And I decide upon the goal I want to achieve. And everything everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for, and I receive as I have asked. So this is where the veil falls down. There's no victims in this world. If you think you're a victim, you're lying to yourself. There is no victim. Right, Brenda? There's no victims.
No.
We've chosen this sometime in our past. Maybe not so consciously, in our subconscious maybe. But we've chosen it and we're living it exactly out, this experience in this world, in your world, in my world. Everybody has their own little world. And everybody's experiencing what they want to feel, what they want to see, and what they want to experience. So ask yourself, is this what I want?
Mm-hmm.
Is this where I want to be?
Exactly.
Is this what I want to see? Is this how I want to feel? Because you still have time. As long as you're breathing, as long as you're still alive, you have an opportunity to make that choice. And I think that that's it. Anything else?
No, that's it.
We're good to go. Two more minutes. Okay.
Let's finish with a little prayer.
Okay.
Would you like? I can do this.
Go ahead.
Let's take a breath. Holy Spirit, I know that I make grand decisions, but always I can take the good decision, trusting in you. I can live in happiness and peace by myself. Because if I take decisions, I take them based on my past, on my ideas, on my own conclusions.
And it's gone. See you all Amen. Later. Bye-bye. We're good? I interrupted your beautiful prayer.
Okay,
sorry, Brenda.
No worries. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And receive all this peace.
Amen. And
in the name peace. Of God, amen.
Peace and love to all of you. We love you. Okay. Bye-bye. Have a nice Bye. Evening.
Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293 CF Moreno Valley.
If you like to safely leverage bank money to earn double-digit returns, income tax-free, with guarantees, and no downside market risk, how can you do this? This is Ference, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. One, you fund a high cash value policy one time to earn dividends and interest. Two, establish a bank line of credit using the cash in your policy as collateral. When you earn more in dividends from your policy than the interest the bank charges, you keep the difference. And the difference is averaged 2 to 5% annually in your favor for the past 40 plus years. Three, the bank funds contributions years 2 to 20 plus. Each year the bank adds funds, your rate of return increases. Your average rate of return can grow to strong double digits annually within a few years. Contact me at yourpersonalbank.com, yourpersonalbank.com, or 866-268-4422, 866-268-4422 for more info, or tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show.
Your Personal Bank Show airs Tuesdays at 4 p.m. right here on KCAA 1050 AM and 106.5 FM, the station that leaves no listeners behind.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of this program, KCAA, the Inland Talk Express.
The views and opinions